The traditional councils of Osu and Mampong have asked government to establish a fund to cater for the descendants of Tete Kwashi who first brought cocoa to the country. The call was made at the first ever memorial service held in remembrance of Tete Kwashi at the Osu Presbyterian Church in Accra. The secretary to the Osu Stool, Ni Salomon Kweno, said cocoa has been the backbone of Ghana's economy for decades, yet the families of Tete Kwashi have not benefited. He said the time has come for government to recognize the youth of Osu and Mampong. Here's a report by Mary Atule.
Tete Kwashi, a native of Osu in Accra, brought cocoa from Fernando Po, where he worked as a blacksmith with Amelunado Cocoa Pots in 1879. He established a farm at Ekwapim, Mampong, and became a prominent cocoa farmer. The secretary of the Osu Stool, Ni Solomon Kwenu, noted that there is the need for the family members to benefit from Tete Kwashi's achievement. He said though there are monuments such as the Tete Kwashi Interchange and Tete Kwashi Hospital at Mampong, there is still room for more. He said the two traditional stools would institute an annual lecture called the Tete Kwashi Memorial Lectures to encourage the youth to be enterprising. The Mamponghene Na Otu Date said, since the death of Tete Kwashi, much has not been done in memory of him. He said the recent discovery of oil should not overshadow the gains of cocoa. In a sermon, the minister in charge of Osu North Presbyterian Church of Ghana, Reverend Jacob Aguda, said, good and dedicated people need to be remembered always to serve as motivation for others, especially the youth, to emulate. Speaking on the theme, hear the voice of God and obey, Reverend Aguda advised Christians to be each other's keeper.
Mary Atule reporting.